What have you been dying to try, but you keep putting it off? Maybe you're someone who listens to the show and wants to be an artist, but is worried that they're going to suck at it. Or maybe you're worried you won't have anything to actually say in your art. I know it might seem like a lot of my guests started out making art as kids, but plenty of my guests never had any interest in making art until much later in life when something just seemed to pull them into it and they found their voice along the way. I listened to podcasts all the time, and I talked about starting one for many years. I started this podcast and quit after only a handful of episodes because I just absolutely hated the way it sounded. I then spent 3 years planning out what I would like to do in a podcast, and then some of that time trying to push myself to finally actually start. And well, here we are now 40 episodes deep. So whatever it is you want to do, you need to at least try. I'm Jacob Johnson, and this is the My Art Is Real podcast, a narrative journey into the lives that shape art. Today's episode, Giuliano Mazzuccini, right after the break. This episode is supported by you, the listener. If you enjoy the show, please help it grow by telling everyone you know about it so we can touch more people's lives with these stories and help inspire others. Consider leaving us a review wherever you listen to the show as well. If you would like to go a step further, you can sign up to our Patreon page at patreon.com/myartisreal, or you can collect limited edition prints and artworks on our website, myartisreal.com. Our current online exhibition is titled Silver Linings, and you can view and support these artists by going to our website. Thank you for listening, and back to the episode.
My name is Giuliano Mazzuccini. I am from Brazil, but I live and work in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and I am a figurative painter.
I've known Giuliano for a few years now, and like with a lot of my art friends, we communicate mostly through text. But for most of my art friends, English is their second or third language. While my wife speaks two, I sadly only speak one language, but I'm working on it. Giuliano has been putting in a lot of work into learning English, and I couldn't be happier to have him on this podcast finally. I've missed out on guests before because of language barriers, and I would love someday to be able to have translators and voice actors to help make these episodes possible and more accessible to more people around the world. But this is all something beautiful about art, right? It can bring people across the world with very different cultures and different languages together into something amazing. So tell me more about where you grew up.
I'm born in a small country in São Paulo state called Jacareí. I grew up in a village in a countryside of the small city called Santa Branca. It's almost 15,000 people. It's a very, very small. And this time in Santa Branca, I was a wild child. I swim at the river. I climb the trees. Just a normal kid in the countryside.
Growing up, I'd always idolized the city life. I wished I was in a place like New York instead of living it out in the country in the woods. But there's definitely something special about and freeing about growing up the way that Giuliano did. The freedom you have to run around and play in nature and use your imagination, it's pretty fun. But once Giuliano got a little older, his family moved to the big city.
When I was 7 years old, I moved to São Paulo capital with my parents. My father was a metallurgist. My mother was a homemaker.
They stayed in São Paulo for a good 7 years until Giuliano was 14, at which time they moved back to the town he was born in. What was the motivation for y'all to move back?
I think the motivation it was to be close to my relatives. My grandfather, my grandmother. I think my father at this time want to be near our family.
It's hard to move away from your family, to not miss that security you kind of have when just around the corner or on the other side of town is people you've known your whole life. On top of this, Giuliano's dad wanted a change of pace for his work and started to work with Giuliano's grandfather in selling different materials like iron and steel for people to build with. Was it hard moving back out of São Paulo?
I lost all my friends. I had to make another friends. So it was a little bit confusing in my life at this time.
This town they moved to was by no means as big as Sao Paulo with its population of 12 million, but it was still a decent-sized city with about 250,000 people. So there was plenty of opportunities for Giuliano to make new friends. And did you make friends easily? Was it easy or hard for you? Were you shy?
Oh, it was easy. I was very sympathetic. But today, not so much.
Around this time, Giuliano would have his first contact with art. No, it wasn't drawing as a kid or painting. It was actually through acting, and it would change his life forever.
In my childhood, I can't remember artistic aspiration, creative aspiration. My first contact with art, I was 16 years old when I started a course of theater. It was my first contact with art. It changed my life.
And what made you actually take that theater course to begin with?
Curiosity. just curiosity. I saw a paper with the course information, and I call and I go and I start to acting.
Of course, as everyone knows, acting is a very hard thing to make a living doing, just like painting or any other art form. So what was Giuliano going to do for a living? What was his plan when he turned 18?
This time I work with my father, and at that time I had to decide if I still working on industry or I will be working an actor. So I decide to be actor. It's a very, very hard time because it's hard to make money. And I start on theater school in another city, away from my parents, away from my town. It was hard times.
Being from middle class family and in theater school, Giuliano had a hard time balancing work and school and making sure his bills were paid, but he managed by working many jobs here and there. It was a hard time for a young Giuliano, but he was happy because he was doing what he loved.
I think I felt happy. It was hard time, but I doing what I want to do. I don't know. I think it's a beautiful times.
Everything was worth it because for Giuliano, theater meant freedom.
It was a love at first glance because I think when you growing up in small country, you don't have many possibilities. You can still to work in industry or something like this. You don't have many possibilities to do what you can do. So when I start to in theater, I feel freedom. I feel subject of my own story. I feel able to live in other experience, other situations, other characters, feel another feelings that I never had before. So it was amazing. It was incredible. It's incredible. Theater, it's incredible.
Once Giuliano got down to his final semester in school, an amazing opportunity came his way that would allow him to actually be paid for acting.
In the last year, I was invited to work with a group of theater. So I left the school to start the work as an actor. I start to make money with my profession.
He was now able to pay his rent and all of his bills by doing exactly what he had loved to do and what he was meant to do. And what exactly was the theater like? What were you performing? What were you doing?
I start to make a street theater. It's a very popular theater, very, very democratic theater. So nobody need to pay to see, need to pay to watch. It was very, very incredible because we had a lot of experience with the people on the streets. I think it's all the actors need to have this experience to play, to act in, on the streets, to maintain the public seeing you participating. It's very hard. It's very grateful at the end.
The way it worked is they were being paid by a government fund to go into the square of town and in the street and perform for the public. Of course, they would put out a little tip jar and people could donate if they wished. And doing this allowed him and everyone else in the group to do what they loved every single day. I mean, how did you feel that you were finally an actor? You were being paid to act.
It was amazing. It was incredible. It's very hard. It's very time. I feel a winner, a champion. to be able to pay the rent and the bills was the must. I think it was my goal. So it was incredible. When I received my first payment in theater, it's very, very grateful.
He would continue to work with this group for a long time until him and his friends and his girlfriend decided to branch out and start their own acting group.
I start to work with another group. My girlfriend at the time start to work with us together. We start a new group. And in this group, we start to play theater in another situations, in the common theater, the Italian stage.
And how was that experience?
It was incredible too. Because it's more controlled than the streets. you can control the illumination, the light, and the sound. It's very, very comfortable. But it's just different. It's not better or worse. It's other kind of theater.
But after a few years, the group ended up going their separate ways.
When actors decide to move to another state, to move to Bahia to study, so we decide to finish the group and start another project. Me and Lou, my wife, decide to move to Argentina. And Miguel, my buddy in theater, decide to start a photograph project. So we spread.
Once he had gotten into Argentina, he was no longer working as an actor in the theater, so he had to find some jobs. First, he started working in a restaurant, but also got into voice acting for dubbing. If you don't know what dubbing is, it's, which you should, but it's pretty much just dubbing over, recording over other languages into your language.
And at the same time, I start to work with voice dubbing. So I return to the act. I decide to left the restaurant, still only the voice dubbing. But at this time, I was painting. I started painting in 2017. But here in Argentina, I was painting too.
During all of this, Giuliano had been painting for a while now. But things didn't start to take off until he was in Argentina. Okay, so let's go back. So tell me exactly how you got into painting.
I have an artist friend called Pedro Guima. It's a brother, very, very close friend. So he is a drawer. He gave me some charcoal to try. I start to see other stuffs. Like a watercolor, and there's a guy in Brazil called Marcos Beccari. It's a master in the watercolor. At this time, he had a podcast. I listened to this podcast and seen this work. I just wanted to try, and I tried in work.
He started out simple by trying to make works in the style of the masters, replicating famous paintings as a way to practice and learn new styles. He then pent up oil painting and things started to progress even further.
I buy some oils and start to painting. And it's like the theater. It was love in the first glance because I start to do it. I feel a little bit in conflict with the theater, because the theater, it was always a more narrative. So with the painting, I don't felt able to be a narrative with the paintings.
Painting came naturally for Giuliano. And while in his heart he will always be an actor, painting became this powerful medium for him to express himself.
I don't know. I think the painting, it's a very powerful tool, like theater or other language in arts. But I was an actor. I am an actor, I feel. But I just tried and work it, and I decided to do it. It's very, very normal. I don't know.
What me and Giuliano have talked a lot about is the story behind his paintings. There is none, really. There's not really a connecting story. While in acting, there is always a narrative, in his paintings, he doesn't follow one. In each work, he focuses more on the pose of the subject or the gestures they are making. It's a feeling or an emotion that doesn't need to be explained any further. It doesn't need to know where it began or where it's ending. His work is an observation of a moment in time.
I feel able to express myself, but in another way. Don't try to be narrative or illustrative, and just painting. Just painting and seeing what happened in this.
So when did you actually start to post your works online, and why did you start posting them?
Yeah, no, I just put on Instagram to show my friends, to show my to share. Not to do the Instagram, my portfolio.
Painting became very fun for him. And of course, as humans, we always like to share what we're interested in. So Giuliano started to post just to share with his friends, much how I started Admired Is Real as a way to just share my love for art and the works that I was into with other people. But his work would eventually take off and become a bigger deal than he had ever expected.
I think when you share my work, start to my Instagram, start more viewed. When you invite me to do a interview, it was like a start of my career. I don't know. I think it's a little bit exaggerated, but when you start a big profile, share my work, I received a lot of attention, a lot of likes and followers. It was what incredible. I feel it's like it's kind of validation of your work. It's I feel very happy, but I didn't understand why.
In 2022, I had found his work through Instagram and quickly knew I wanted to interview him. I loved his style, and one of his artworks at the time I had shared was called Canto. Canto became extremely popular and has now been shared across dozens of other large art pages online, and this has helped Giuliano's own page grow to where it is today and allowed him to build a decent fan base that enjoys and collects his art. Being a painter and selling his work was in no way what he was seeking when he started this painting journey. But something about his work clicked with people. For a while, he didn't know what to do. Did he need to keep making his work similar to the works of Canto? If he didn't, would the new fans leave? He wasn't sure how to be a professional painter, but he knew he loved it and he wanted to give it a shot. Can you tell me about the first time you actually sold a painting to a collector?
I remember when I sell the first time to a collector, international collector. It was a guy from England. I just put some works on Sachi, Dutch Art, the marketplace, and someday I received your painting was sold. What? Whoa! Something in Europe like my work and decide to buy. It was amazing. Experience. I feel so happy because I feel okay. I think I go into the right way.
He was ready to ride that wave and see where it would take him. Soon after, he started to be a full-time artist.
I sell three big paintings. I feel comfortable to, I decided to be 3 months just painting full time, working my career, promote my work, sending mails, talking about and full time. I think next month I will be 1 year working full time on my studio. Incredible. I feel very happy, very, very winner because very hard to be a painter full time.
It's definitely not easy. When you work as hard as someone like Giuliano, anything is possible. While some might say he is an actor turned painter, he doesn't see it that way. For him, it's all about art. It's just one more tool he can use to express himself in this world.
As an actor, I can be everyone. So I want to back to theater sometimes. I don't know when, but I don't see painter and the actor are separated. It's the same. It's an other ways to express, other ways to create, but art is it's one.
When you are a creative person, you have that need to express yourself, and your medium can be whatever works best for you. You don't have to be locked into a specific medium forever. You can try out painting, try out writing, acting, see what medium clicks, even if it's just for fun. Art is freedom, and we need it to speak our truth. Giuliano doesn't have to be a professional artist, but moving forward, he has dreams of bringing his work across the world and showing them in person for people to see and feel the power that they hold. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of the Myers Real Podcast. Couldn't thank you enough for listening to all these episodes, all you fans who have signed up for the Patreon and who send me messages of support saying how inspiring this show is to you. It means the world to me, and that's why I do this. Just when I get those messages, I can't express to you how much motivation it brings me to know that this show that I'm producing, these episodes I'm putting my heart and soul into and that take hours of my time, is actually helping people. So thank you for listening. If you enjoy the show, please share it with everyone you know so that we can grow. We can have more funds to grow the show, to hire other people and to produce even higher quality shows for you guys. So thank you so much. And I will see you in the next episode.